This is Frankly Speaking on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio with Deacon Frank DeFrank, a deacon of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
We have to admit that at this time of the year, at least for most of us, there's an air of excitement, a sense of anticipation, an almost frenetic pace to get to places, to do things. We sing about mothers rushing home with their treasures, about getting home for Christmas, and faithful friends gathering near to us. Anticipating Christmas includes a lot of movement and journeying. As we approach Christmas Day, Holy Mother Church also reminds us to focus on movement. Rejoice, the Lord is on the way. And so we recall Joseph and Mary journeying from Nazareth to Jerusalem. Mary carrying within her the Christ child, whose birth will soon come about, because she loved enough to say yes to God's invitation. We remember, too, the Son of God journeying from the right hand of the Father into human history. The eternal I Am, who was there from the beginning, saying yes to the Father with unconditioned love. You and I are also on journeys, our personal journeys, toward a loving encounter with this Son of God, this Son of Mary. With all the hustle and bustle of the season, it's fair to wonder whether we might pass him like two ships passing in the night, or even in meeting him, whether with all our distractions, we might marginalize him, making him irrelevant. We know preparation is everything. To be prepared for the coming celebration, most of us are willing to work to near exhaustion, and at times to spend dearly, to ensure that we have a joyful and happy time. We will be disappointed or satisfied in large measure on how thoroughly we prepared. Now in this moment is a great opportunity to review our preparations for meeting Jesus, kind of like making our list and checking it twice. Have we taken the time to go inside into our hearts where the Holy Spirit resides and is waiting to speak to us? This requires time and silence. Have we spent quiet time reviewing the gospel narratives of Christ's birth to absorb the magnitude of what God has done for us and what we might do to draw closer to Him? Have we taken the time to examine our lives to see how we might make some minor adjustments to reflect Christ to one another? We are called to witness to Christ. We should not belittle our efforts. As Jesus made it clear, every little thing we do is important in bringing the kingdom of God to its fullness. Because we are imperfect human beings, we need to make mid-course corrections. When was the last time we received the graces from the sacrament of reconciliation? And if and when we do, we can be sure that our troubles will be out of sight. Our troubles will be miles away. Have we prepared ourselves adequately for the reception of Jesus in the Eucharist? What are we prepared to say to Him when He comes into our hearts? Are we going to be willing to listen to His responses? If we truly act out on His word, it will surely look a lot like Christmas everywhere we go. We will sing our songs, prepare our meals, decorate our homes, and wrap our gifts as we move toward Christmas Day. All wonderful expressions of love, joy, and good cheer, and all of which can turn into prayers by holding them up to the Christ child as a gift to Him. Yes, even as we enjoy them. If we maintain right thinking and keep our priorities in order, we will absolutely be assured of encountering and engaging the coming Christ, and we can be absolutely sure that Christmas Day will find us where the divine love light gleams. For embracing Christ, we will truly be home for Christmas. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever.